Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The latest insanity in the culture wars in America will blow your mind. There's an LGBTQ director of a college, a woman, and I'm not going to give her name because this is not really personal about her. It's more about what's happening in the culture wars. But she is now expressing a lot of mistrust of white gays. So now suddenly being white and gay makes you an enemy of the LGBT community, or LGBTQ, RSTUV, whatever they are now tacking on letter-wise, which is becoming increasingly intolerant and bigoted toward their own former supporters. I mean, you know, 10, 15 years ago, just being gay was enough to be part of the LGBT community, right? That's what the G stands for in LG. Lesbian, gay, trans, bisexual, right? See, I nailed that, right? Okay, so I don't know what all the other letters mean. I mean, Q is queer, but beyond that, who knows? Who knows what they're throwing in there now? It's going to be this crazy long acronym of increasingly narrow definitions of you know, things that you have to do to belong to their narrow group. And if you're white, you're going to be kicked out. I mean, that's what it is now. But 15, 20 years ago, all you had to be was gay. If you were white and gay, that was okay. If you were black and gay, if you were Latino and gay, whatever, you were part of the gay community and you were welcomed because they were preaching tolerance and acceptance and everybody's accepted. Everybody's an individual. You're welcome to be part of the group because of who you are. We respect you and so on and so forth. This was the narrative. Now it's like, if you're white and gay, there's something wrong with you because the LGBT community now is becoming anti-white. Like they're so filled with hatred and bigotry and intolerance that they're now becoming a genocidal wing of the radical left, which has the Democrats in particular have become really a domestic terrorist organization, calling for genocide against whites, calling for killing of police, calling for the jihad overthrow of the federal government. This woman who led the Women's March, I forgot her name. It's not like an American name. She is now calling for jihad against the Trump administration. So now the feminists are allied with the jihadi terrorists, and the LGBTQ community is anti-white. So it's just, so if you're a white gay person, if you're a white queer, a white transgender, and you have been part of the LGBT community all this time, and you've been hating on Republicans and hating on conservatives and hating on Bible people, guess what? They're coming after you next. Yep, you're going to be the enemy because you're white. Because the group that you have been part of is not tolerant, is not open-minded, is not operated off of love and tolerance and acceptance. No, it is a hate group. It's like the gay mafia. Now, the gay mafia didn't come after you at first because you're gay. But now the LGBT mafia is coming after you because you're white. So what's really happening is the LGBT culture war is becoming more and more insane, delusional, and weird by the day, it seems. Like pretty soon, to be okay, to be accepted in their group, you're going to have to be like a cross-dressing, transgender, non-white. I don't. What else are they going to throw in there? I don't know. Some kind of weird fetish, maybe S&M fetish person. Oh, no, I know, trans animal. You have to be a trans animal person where you think like you're an armadillo or something. Or in the case of LGBTQ, it would be armadildo. That would be okay. That you could be the armadildo representative for the community and hating on white people who are gay. Because I guess maybe there's a ratio. Maybe if you're gay enough, it overrides your whiteness, according to this group. You know, maybe if you're just a little bit gay, but a whole lot white, then you're bad in their minds. But if you're just a little bit white, but maybe you have some, you know, Latino friends or something, and you're really, really gay, then you're going to be okay. So there's probably a ratio. There's probably a whiteness to gayness ratio that's now being debated in the LGBT community. And it's all just sickening because it's all just hate-filled bigotry and intolerance. And that's what the left has become in America today. It's very sad. You know, I talk to people across the political spectrum. I've mentioned before, you know, I have friends who are gay. I know a gay couple that I've been friends with for a very long time. And both men, a gay couple of men. And I find, I mean, like, they're great. They're totally, they're great people. They're not part of this bigotry or intolerance or anything like that. And frankly, they're pretty disgusted by some of the gay mafia behavior. And there's a lot of gay people who are very offended by the behavior of the gay mafia. But where I really find tolerance is in the Christian community, believe it or not. It's the Christians I run into who are open to people being of whatever persuasion they want, or people being of different races, different countries of origin, different backgrounds, and so on, even different religions. There are many, many Christians who are very open-minded about you being a different religion. You don't have to be a Christian. It's not like they're going to chop your head off with a machete like what, you know, some of the jihadi people are trying to pull off. You know, Christians, by and large, are very tolerant. And yet, they are the subjects of such intense hatred and aggression from the gay mafia. Remember the whole pizza parlor thing in Indiana, or the gay wedding cake request from the bakery, I think, in Oregon? And the bakery didn't want to make a gay wedding cake, you know? And the gay couple, no, this was a lesbian couple in this case, if I remember correctly, and they sued them, and they won, and the bakery was fined, I don't know, $100,000, $200,000, something like that, by the state, because they wouldn't make a lesbian cake. So what does this mean? What if a lesbian couple now that's part of this LGBTQ intolerance community comes in to a bakery in Oregon and says, I want you to make a cake that says, hate white gays. Because if you're white, it overpowers your gayness and you're going to be hated by the community. Can the bakery refuse to bake a cake that says, you know, hate white gays? Can they refuse to make that? Or if they refuse, are they going to be sued by the hate-filled lesbian couple that's not white, let's say, or maybe they are white and they hate themselves? That's even more common. So they're just hating on white people. Being gay is not enough anymore, and they're going to sue the bakery, really? Will the state of Oregon then fine them another couple $100,000 because they wouldn't make the hate white gays cake or whatever? What if there's a pizza bash party about hating white gays? Can a pizza parlor refuse to cater pizzas to that hate fest against white gay people? Or will they be indicted, you know, and smeared across the entire country by the fake news corporate media for refusing to take part in the hate white gays pizza fiesta or whatever it is? You see what I'm saying? The left has become just full of hatred and intolerance, and no one can navigate it anymore because it's all rooted in insanity, and they just keep becoming more and more narrowly defined about what's acceptable to them, and it's more and more deviant. Like, pretty soon you're going to have sex with mobile phones or something. You're going to have to be like a robot, a transgender robot sex fetish aficionado, part of the LGBTQR community, R for robots, or like flesh bots. Maybe it's FBBJR. Who knows what it is? But it's going to get more and more weird. And they're going to say that everybody who isn't part of their group is intolerant and full of hate, and it's actually these people who are full of hatred, who are practicing intolerance and bullying all the time. And frankly, it's become so incredibly weird that, you know, nobody's fallen for the narrative anymore. I mean, basically, everybody in America, with a very few minor exceptions, is totally okay with you being gay if you're gay. And if you have a gay partner, basically, everybody in America says, that's your own business. That's your choice. That's your freedom. You do whatever you want. Just don't push it on everybody else. Don't require everybody else to conform to your system, especially if it becomes more and more twisted with trans animalism and weird sex deviant fetishes and who knows what else. Maybe you're going to be a human hybrid armadillo having sex with a flesh bot robot system orgy party with hate white gays pizza catering to the whole system. Who knows? Because that's where this is going. And frankly, it's laughably absurd to the rest of us. It's just so laughable and so absurd that you people who are pushing all the stuff, you look like morons. You really do. You look like hate-filled, bigoted morons. You are so far gone beyond the idea of just, you know, hey, everybody be tolerant. You know, most people are tolerant, except you. You're not tolerant. You're the racist. You're the bigots. You're the ones pushing all of this hatred out there. And that's why the backlash continues to grow against you. Anyway, you can follow more news on all of this at gender.news. Gender.news. Or you can also visit another popular site we have, libtards.news. Just like it sounds, libtards.news. The lib stands for liberal, the tards stands for leotards. Yes, it does. Seriously. .news. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.